Paul, that must feel like one that got away for Chesterfield today.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's when any team loses on a sad day and you've worked hard all week, you know, you're always disappointed. But as I say, we've had a lot of plaudits lately. A lot of people have spoke about us really well, and we've all been winners lately. Unfortunately, tonight it hasn't gone our way, and you know, we must show some manners and a bit of class. Mansfield have come and beat us in a local derby, and you must give them a pat on the back and say well done.
The chances you created, particularly in the first half an hour, I mean, it was like the Alamo at times. Very frustrating not to have taken the lead during that spell.
Yeah, you can look back and dissect games. Unfortunately, the result says we got beat 1-0. You know, as I say, we all look for excuses, don't we? You know, but it was a quality pitch, a full house, a great day for football, and we couldn't score. So, you know, as I say, I think Paul deserves a big pat on the back. But he's come here, big derby match, and he's won. So I'd rather just say well done to Mansfield. We'll go and have our commiserations for the rest of the day, and we'll move on.
And they did come here with a game plan, didn't they? I mean, two banks of, well, a five and a four at times, really. Very difficult to break down.
It is. It's football, you know, and they were very resilient, and they defended well at times and put the bodies on the line, and also no, a little bit of skill in there as well. As I said, during the week up to the build-up, Mansfield got some good players. You know, they'll be a threat to every team they play against. A lot of people had handed us the league title and the division after eight games, and I keep saying the same messages. Football's a long, long marathon. It's not a sprint, and it never will be.
Yeah, you were always sort of mindful of that defeat. I suppose from the fans' point of view, perhaps just a little bit extra galling that it's come against Mansfield.
I feel sick for our supporters, I really do, you know. We feel it, the staff feel it. You know, we feel this club, and, you know, we live the club through ourselves, with the supporters, and all week the preparations have been like that. You know, but that's what we live our lives for, sport. You know, and everyone should remember that. You know, tonight it's not our night, and we accept that. And as I say, I think we should show good manners and a bit of class.
What's your take on Roberts sending off at the end?
Not getting drawn into, you know, we've been beaten, we'll go away. Obviously, we're out Gary for three games or whatever it may be, and the referee makes that decision, and we respect that.
Because there were a few strange decisions, particularly in the second half, weren't there?
The ref's got a tough job on his hands, refereeing derby matches. They can't get Everton right. We all want every decision to go for us. Unfortunately, he might have got one or two wrong, but hey, that's a Saturday afternoon for the referee.
I suppose from a coaching point of view now, just... would you want them to be more clinical? I realise that might sound like an obvious question, but perhaps something to work on. It's been a theme that you've highlighted prior to this game.
I think prior to this game, we'd won seven and drew one. So I don't think being unclinical has been too much of a problem. I think tonight, as I say, I think we should just say, well done, Mansfield. And we'll go away and work hard like we always do. And we'll come back next week for another game.